prologue. It came to pass. Sorry, I just had to say that. Right, last time on Whack My Bush, little-known Roman Emperor Georgius Bushcus was going to war against the Persians because they were going to build their own siege catapults. How dare they? With his co-ruler Condipatra and army general Germanicus plotting to kill him, Emperor Bushcus has got a lot on his plate. Just not as much as Deputy Governor of Britain, Farticus Eruptus.
For Achilles' sake, Farticus, haven't you heard of chewing?
Can't. No time. Must gorge. A battle today. Last meal. Pass that trough of pesto pronto.
Ah, you're disgusting. I hope I'm nowhere near you on the battlefield if you get hit by an arrow. You'll explode like an overripe boil.
Morning, Antonius. Ready to do battle with these Persian parasites?
Not really, Condipatra. I'd rather be doing something else, to be honest.
Yeah, running away like a girl, for instance.
Oh, shut it.
So where's Jillian, that stinking warrior queen troll thing? She's meant to be leading the first attack.
Yeah, I think she was borrowing some armor and weapons from Germanicus.
Why? She brought her own swords.
But she doesn't have a pork sword, does she?
What? You mean her and Germanicus? He wouldn't. I mean, how could he? She's ginger, goddammit!
Well, grown men are known to do strange things before battle, Condipatra. I mean, just this morning I was thinking...
Sucking your thumb and blubbing like a baby.
I was not. Okay, I was. But I'd never actually had to fight before. I mean, isn't that what plebs are for? Usually they die for our glory. But now Emperor Brainless is going to get us all killed.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that, Antonius.
I don't know who this Emperor Brainless guy is, but if anyone's going to get you killed, it'll be me.
Wag my bush, come on!
So, Ergillian, are you sure you want to lead the first wave by yourself?
Of course I do. I checked my stools this morning and they were as firm as Roman concrete. Nothing can stop me.
Ooh, well, good luck then.
Ow!
Thanks, sissy. Now, just a final drink of slug's piss. Yee! Yee!
God, look at her go! It's amazing what one mad bitch can do against so many.
Yeah, she may be the ugliest thing I've seen, but she's got guts.
Another spilled out all over the battlefield.
My poor little Jillian, disemboweled by a scimitar. No, it's not fear.
I knew it. How the hell could you sleep with that minging ginger?
Technically, she probably raped me. But it was so rough and violent I gave in. Willingly, she was wilder than Red Sonja.
And smellier than Farticus's farts.
So, Georgius, oh great one, any other bright ideas, or should I say dim ideas?
Of course. Have you forgotten my legion of highly trained armored cows? They're bound to break into their fortress. Centurion!
Caesar!
Bring on the armored cows!
Yes, Caesar!
Oh yeah, this'll work.
Them go! They're going to stampede and battle us down all by themselves! Go, cows! Just like Hannibal's elephants!
Hang on, what are the Persians doing?
They're opening the gates to the fortress and letting them in!
Hey! They're stealing my armored cows!
Well, there may be armored cows now, but I bet there'll be stakes tonight.
Oh, brilliant! So we can't even starve them into submission now! Any other ideas, Georgius?
Nope, I'm all out of them!
Now what? We'll never force those gates and get inside.
Hang on, I've got an idea, but I'll need Germanicus' help. It's something I learned from the Greeks.
Look, Farticus, I like you, but there is no way I'm going Greek with you.
No, not that. A way of getting in them gates.
Whack my bush.
Who is it, Cyrus? How do I know? Take a look, Darius.
Okay.
It's a huge wooden bull, Cyrus. Well, bring it in. We don't want the Roman scum to have it, do we?
Good idea.
I think they've
believe this trick's gonna work twice in one century.
Just stay quiet as mice until we get inside.
Oh no.
What is it, Farticus?
You know, the king will definitely reward us for bringing this wooden bull inside, Cyrus.
Yes, he'll shower us with gifts. I'm so excited.
Yes, I can tell.
Let's go and tell the king now.
Good idea. Let's go.
Stinking bastard.
My eyes hurt.
My jewelry's melted.
Ugh. It seems that the pesky Persians won't be cowed, but will they fall for Georgius's bull? Well, the voters have fallen for it twice, so maybe the gang have a chance. Find out as we indulge in more historical histrionics next time on...
Whack My Bush.